And we believe we have a quorum, so convening this meeting now. This is the November 1st, 2022 Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting. And R. Paul, will you please take the roll?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
Present.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden. Dawn Kelly McPherson.
Go Astros.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, you got nine, and that's a quorum.
Thank you very much, R. Paul. Okay, that takes us to the agenda. I will read the draft agenda. One, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Two, roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Oh, I didn't put any time. Well, we don't have times for that yet. Four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. 5 minutes for 3 minutes. Six, executive director's report for 10 minutes. Seven, national office budget and central. Ooh. What am I reading? Excuse me just a moment. I have an error here. I'm sorry, R. Paul. Okay, yeah. National Office Budget and Central Services Formula, 15 minutes. KPFT Budget Tabs Review. Now let's make that 5 minutes. And then written reports and document requests, 5 minutes. And then we adjourn to executive session at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay,
are there any...
so
go ahead,
item
Paul.
8, KPFT budget, what's the time on that?
That should be just about 5 minutes. I don't even think it'll be that long.
Okay, so 5 minutes on that. All right, thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. Sorry for that little glitch in the middle there. Okay, so are there any, is there any discussion, any additions, subtractions suggested?
A question.
Go ahead.
Has that been emailed? I'm not finding it in the email yet.
I did email it to the group. Did everybody get it?
I got it.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just wait then.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
This is Susan. I did not get it.
You did not?
Nope. Hmm.
Sent to the NFC list, also to the Pacifica list. So anybody on the board should have gotten it.
It's an embedded link rather than an attachment.
Okay. And I
know, I know at least some people missed it because of that, but it's an embedded link in the message rather than an attachment.
Okay, this
I sent it to the as an attachment to the group.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
May I? Thank you. I did receive the draft minutes that R. Paul sent as an attachment, as per usual. Thank you, R. Paul. I have not received the agenda. I did receive the links to the documents, the financial documents for tonight, but that requires me to go figure out what I ever did with my IO password, because I haven't needed it, I don't think, since I was added to this list. And so I did send an email out requesting that we please receive the documents as attachments, because I have not gotten access to the IO account.
I'm still laughing. Sent it out.
And,
oh, hold on. Let her finish. Go ahead, Beth.
All right.
I think I said everything. Okay. Yeah, I am still lacking the financial documents and the agenda.
I think it came from ARPAL directly rather than from National Finance. I'm just finding it right now.
What? I sent it to National Finance, and basically I answered the first one that had links to it, and I sent the actual spreadsheet file attached at 6:01 p.m. Eastern Time.
And I
subject.
Do find it. I've got it.
Okay, got it.
And this is Grace. I have received nothing. Can somebody please forward the mentioned item to me?
Ms. Beth, I'm testing my own box now to see that it's sending and receiving.
I'm going to ask ARPAL, are you able to make that happen for Grace? And has she been added to the list?
Yeah, she was added to the list.
Good.
Perhaps you don't have my email address, my correct email address.
You sent me an email saying put you on, and I use that address.
Okay.
Did you get
the
invitation?
Let's see. When did you send the invitation?
Let's see. Let me go up to sent and see. Where would that be?
Sent at your Glib account, from your Glib email?
Yes. Yeah. rpm@glib.com would have sent.
Yeah, I have.
Wait,
nothing.
No. No, what it comes from, actually it comes from the IO thing. You go up there and you plug in whom you want to invite, and it sends it out. So it'll not be from me, it'll be from io.something or .io.
I have it, I think.
You got it? Okay.
Sent at October 28th.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It didn't get to my email. I found it. I guess it was in spam or something. Okay.
Okay, I am just now seeing an email from minutes ago from the executive director with the national office draft budget, and I have just forwarded it to the mailing list. Anybody there? Can you hear me?
Here. Yeah, got it.
Okay, all right, so people are getting it.
This is Beth. There appears to be some problem with my email address at the moment. I've never had problem with this account before, so it may be wider than just my personal inbox.
Well,
yeah,
this
is Grace. It's not
natural.
Letting me log in.
All right, a lot of people at once here.
Sorry.
Okay, Beth, I'm looking at the at an email from you via the group. Hi, Markeisha, could you send them as documents? And that was sent by you at 8:24 tonight. So you're
right.
Definitely up there.
Thank you. That's helpful in figuring this out. So maybe it's just really, really slow. I'll keep watching. Thanks.
Okay.
This is Grace. I can't seem to get into the link. I found the group, but it's not letting me into the, or it's not letting me register. I'm sorry about this.
Okay.
But if you could just email me the stuff tonight, and then we can work that out later.
Okay, let me just forward, let's see, forward stuff. I got to go up and get your email, so hold on. So why don't you tell me your email, and that'll probably work out better, faster.
Grace Aaron.
One word?
Yes.
Yep.
At gmail.com. Now the whole world knows, right? Which it does anyway.
All right.
Two A's and Aaron.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll send you both of these within moments here.
Thank you.
This is McFadden. I missed the early part of the meeting. I was wondering if you had started the meeting and done roll call. I just wanted to announce that I'm here.
Who's this?
McFadden.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Okay. All right, I've sent out the two documents. Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I was muted. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I've sent out the documents, so.
Okay, good. And Arpal, I wanted to ask you also a question. Markeisha is not a member of the committee because she's not the CFO who was in the bylaws as a member of this committee. But is she present, Fred?
No.
Okay. And I wonder if when we do the roll call, Arpal, is it possible to, like we do on the PMB, call out the names of the people who are not members but who may also be there, like the attorney, the executive director, the national business manager?
Well,
can we do that?
The main thing about a roll call is you're calling out who's there for the quorum and all that, and that's how that counts. If people who aren't members show up, they need to say, hey, I'm here, or somebody who's watching stuff could say, hey, there's somebody else who is that or something, and establish it that way.
Putting them on
a roll call could cause a problem.
I get it. But at the PMB, we divide. We have the roll call of the members, and then we call the additional parties that may be there, like the executive director, the general counsel, et cetera. We'll work that out later. I don't want to take any more time with it now. So let me go back to my agenda. All right. So my first announcement was to be that tonight we will have reports from the ED and the National Business Manager, but since she's not here, it'll just be from the Executive Director. Tonight we will also review the Pacifica National Office budget. And finally, the KPFT budget, complete with all tabs, has been posted to the NFC list, and any questions will be addressed. There are no other new announcements. So that takes us to minutes. Arpal, I understand we have some minutes.
Yeah, but they're all executive session minutes, so yeah. We're not going to cover them here.
Understood. And number six is the executive director's report. Stephanie, do you have a report? I know we're going to go into some things in detail in the executive session, but do you have a report for the open session?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you want that right now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's number six. We're at number six on the agenda, yes.
Okay, I apologize for that.
No worries.
Yes, I mean, what we've been focusing on is still focusing on the daily bank balances and fund drives, and we were very excited that KPFT ended their fund drive last week with around $126,000 that they had raised, so it's a great sort of kickoff for their opening and being on the air and doing it, you know, very excited to have the new building functioning and doing what they're doing. And also WBAI was very pleased and happy to report that they were able to renew the agreement that they have with the New York Department of Transportation running PSAs on pedestrian safety, and that will be generating revenue for them each month. And they also just got a new contract with the Department of Health. I may be wrong with the department, but it's regarding COVID information and vaccine information and just some overall health statements and PSAs that will be airing. And that, too, will be generating revenue for them on a per-spot basis for the next few months. So it's kind of a great model to be able to take a look at those relationships that they're forming and the PSAs that they're creating and working together with the team, with the people that are producing the PSAs, and then also what's necessary for us to follow guidelines on the stations. And it's hopefully we'll be able to use that same model throughout the network as we move forward. Again, we're still looking on a regular basis with the cash on hand versus our aged payables. And we still have some numbers to get from some of the stations, but we do have some updated numbers today. And we have roughly, as of today, $204,000 in the bank. We have roughly $1.2 million in aged payables without central service payments, and have roughly $2.9 million in aged payables that includes unpaid central services. So a lot of the stations have completed their fund drives, but many of them are continuing, taking a couple days off, but then continuing to add a couple of extra weeks in November to try to generate some of that revenue so we don't continue to have shortfalls in the amount of money that we need to pay our vendors and also to be able to meet our payroll and health benefit requirements as well. Anybody have any questions?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. Could you tell me what the remaining principal is on the FJC loan?
$2.1 million.
Okay, thank you.
Chris to the staff.
Sorry, who was that?
Chris.
Chris, go ahead.
Okay. So I heard you announce the fundraising results for KPFT. I'm interested in knowing how that compared to what they were hoping for and how that compared to any fundraising that was done a year ago. Do you have either of those numbers handy?
Their goal was quite lofty. They wanted to raise, I believe, it might have been close to 200,000, but they did make it
150.
Definitely 150.
Yes, 150.
I was hoping that Susan would be able to kick in with that. You know, so they were very close and did a very good job doing what they needed to do. I believe, I don't know a year to date, last year at this time, what the fundraising might have been, but there have the majority of a lot of their fundraising over the past prior months to Sandy being there were between 15,000 to 35,000.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks. I'll dig into this a little bit deeper later. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Anyone else? Chris, do you want to come back with more?
Yeah, I did have one more question, one follow-up. How many fund drive days was KPFT on the air? In other words, what was the per-day average, if you happen to have that?
I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay. Thank you. Does Susan mm-hmm. happen to know?
Yeah, October 5 to October 31. And so my math is really crappy. We had some days that were slow, and we really pepped up towards the end. Probably our best days were around 10,000.
Okay, what was the total for the drive again?
120. 126.
Okay, yeah.
Stephanie said 126. I don't have the latest on, but Stephanie said 126, and I assume that's correct.
Okay, yeah, it's roughly 5 per day, and yeah, that's better than that's actually better than I was expecting. Okay, thank you, appreciate it.
If there are no other questions, hearing none, let's move on to number 7, the National Office Budget and Central Services Formula, 15 minutes. So, Stephanie, this would be you again with the reviewing the National Office Budget. And we don't really need to go into the central services formula part of it unless you want to talk about the 15%. What we really wanted was the National Office Budget, so then we can talk about the central services formula at the next meeting and figure out where to go with that. So go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. The figures, I mentioned and talked about the figures last week at this meeting as well. The revenue, the projected 2023 revenue, I looked at the actuals from 2020, 2021, and then the actuals as of the last financials that we had for 2022, which was the month ending 8/31. So the projected revenue is $425,500. The projected revenue for central services based upon the 15% central service fee, which was estimated from the fiscal year 22 revenue per station. And that was $1,194,811. Total of the central service revenue, 15% central service, and the revenue, just general revenue, was $1,620,311. The expenses, pretty much, again, the same, sort of looking at what we have, cutting back on certain things. If you're looking across the board, you know, just some of the general payroll taxes and such that are would be the same kind of heading up or going across the way. If things were ending at, you know, whatever the board meeting expenses at $17,828, general, rounded it up to 18 because it is proposed draft and is up for discussion and changes. Local election expenses, they've ranged from, you know, a low end of $65,969 up to $132,000. So I try to get somewhat, not, you know, as high as $132,000, obviously, but figured there would be increases by $65,000. So took that in at $75,000. Not too sure what some of our legal expenses would be. So I guesstimated with that at $30,000. Most of the expenses, again, just kind of rounded up just for a few dollars based upon the actuals from last year. So our total expenses were $1,635,900. And there is a net income loss on this draft, which we can futz through the numbers and figure out how to decrease that. A loss of $15,589. So again, it is a draft and a rough based upon what is determined with the central service fees.
Good. Thank you, Stephanie. Any questions?
McFadden to the stack.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, a draft budget good to 1% is not a bad draft budget. I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Anybody else? Go on.
Kamau, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Stephanie, quick question. The bottom of the document has a schedule called Central Services. What is that representing? rows 85 through 91?
Yeah, that was actually just some notes that were from a past budget that actually shouldn't have been. I was planning on sending it as a PDF, and then I would have deleted those columns when it was sent as a PDF to you, as well as line 83. Those were notes that were from the past budgets of fiscal year 2021 and 22, and it's not really a great way that they were figuring out what was paid and what wasn't paid. I think that was what should have been paid for everybody, but because it's in that negative, it's difficult to determine what was paid and what wasn't paid. So those are actually notes that you can disregard because it wasn't it's not an easy way to record central services. So actually, Julia had worked with Markeisha prior to leaving, and we're still trying to figure out just a much easier way to determine what's been paid and what hasn't been paid. So you can ignore those.
Okay, so you were just trying to work out what the liability from each station may have been.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? I would like to say myself that since we just got this a few minutes ago, and since it's going to be part of at our next meeting, hopefully we'll go into the central services formula and it will be, you know, based on this. I'm going to suggest that we don't vote on approving or disapproving this. Let's give everybody a chance to absorb it and study it and work through it with the central services formula, and then we can vote on both possibly at the end of the next meeting. And I guess it's not really a motion because there's no motion on the floor. We're just discussing this, so it's just that was just a planning sort of housekeeping item. James?
Yeah, as James just said, I'm just trying to digest it too, so I'm kind of looking through it. And I see on the fiscal year 23 projected a grant income of $25,000. Is that something that you're working on that you think is really possible? Since the last couple of years, we haven't had that grant income, and the previous year back in 2020 was only $10,000.
Yeah,
I
believe that if we get if we get our house in order, that grant income line should be much higher than that. I am, you know, kind of surprised that there was no grant income for 2021 or anything with 2022. I can understand because the financial issues and grants that we have submitted have been declined, or they've said, you know, let's take a look at it next year. So. Yeah, that's a projection that I think is very doable if we get our finances and our house in order.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else? As I said, I think we can take another bite at this at our next meeting. Hearing no further questions, why don't we go ahead and move on to the next item, which is number 8, the KPFT budget tabs review. The KPFT budget. Hello?
James, this is Chris. Sorry about that.
Go ahead, Chris.
I did have one quick question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Not at all.
Looking at the fiscal 22 revenue per station, I'm presuming that this is from budgets that were presented by the individual stations, or was it based on 21 revenue?
It was based on the consolidated financials as we received them, based on the actuals, not the budgeted.
Okay, thank you. No further questions. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. Is there any other question? Hearing none, let's go to the next item. We're kind of speeding through this because we're going to go to an executive session shortly where we have important things to discuss that we need some time for. So I'm very happy that everybody's cooperating and helping us move along. So that brings us to the next item, which is the KPFT budget tabs review. If you'll recall, at the last meeting, we reviewed the KPFT budget. We basically we approved it, but there was it was noted that we didn't have the usual tabs that we would expect or hope for, and so Markeisha went back, and we now have all the tabs. And the bottom line here is we're looking for any questions that are raised by having the tabs. Does anybody have any question based on that? And again, if not, we can always bring that back at the next meeting. And I will confess, I've been very busy the last few days. Markeisha got this to me 2 days ago, and I didn't get it onto the list until today. And since I'm working on my phone, because my computer is now in storage somewhere, I don't know where. I know where the storage facility is, not where the computer is. I had some difficulty getting getting the attachment sent out. So if there's no other, does anybody have any other question about that? Or has, I assume most people have not had much of a chance to look at that yet. Okay, hearing none, let's move on from that. We'll call that up again next time when everybody's had a chance. Number nine is written reports and document requests. This item has to do with things that either this committee or individual board members have asked for in terms of a report from the executive director. And I'm thinking myself of the capital budget, the capital campaign budget for KPFT. We're hoping to get a report from Stephanie on that at some time. There were some others that are escaping me at the moment. But it basically comes down to a question of getting things in writing. Stephanie, are you going to be able to help us with that? I know you've said in the past that you would be able to do that.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a helpful thing for all, I mean, it would be extremely helpful even on the national level to have all of the committees submit a written report to everybody prior.
Yes. Except the Finance Committee, right? No, I'm only kidding. yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Mr. Go ahead, Susan.
Great. I'd sort of like to just discuss a little bit about how the capital budget needs to be dealt with. Because the building is owned by Pacifica, we have kind of thought that it should be a part of the national budget. And we had some discussion of the LSB about whether it should be a part of the local station board budget. The thought that I had, or some of us had, was that the IGM is the one responsible for managing this. He reports to the ED. John Amella and Mo and Otis were the ones who were managing the technical part of it. So we really think of it as being, if you will, managed by the national office rather than by the local station board. I mean, there's some confusion in all of that. The expenditures that we have had so far were out of the escrowed amount that's been managed by Arthur, and they were expenditures that we knew we needed at the time that we bought the building in order to make it operational, if you will. We're working with Stephanie to put together a capital campaign that is more, shall we say, aspirational. And so we will be coming forward with a capital campaign. We plan for what our goals are for expenditure on that. It will probably be a multi-year plan. So if people can give me feedback about, are we dealing with this in the appropriate way?
I'm going to take a stab at that and just a part of that and say that I think after discussion, we did determine that the capital campaign did belong in the national office and that the National Finance Committee did not necessarily need to go into it and make it a part of its work, but that it would be good if we could get a report from the executive director on it, you know, at appropriate times. So that's what that was referring to. And does anybody else have anything on that? Maybe Stephanie?
Yeah, I requested from Arthur a spend down of the restricted funds in that escrow account. So mm-hmm. that's what we will, all the anytime there's any expenditure for the building, it is run through Arthur, and those payments come out of the escrow account in his office. So I will get a spend down from him on that.
Good. And then, you know, maybe we could just put that into.
So when Sandy was on the call talking about the budget, I know he did talk about the build out and the money that was there. And they don't consider that when I get their cash on hand from their station, it doesn't include that escrow account because they sort of view those funds as obviously they can use them, but they are being managed by FJC, technically through the escrow account through Arthur's office. So, you know, KPFK, for example, right now has $106,000 in the bank. $39,000 of that is restricted for the repeater project for the women's prison. But everything else, they have roughly 23. They have it, I think, 20. My mind is saying 23,000, but I might be thinking of something else. They have ample funds that are in there to continue to do what they're doing, but obviously not enough to build it out the way they wish to. But they have the money and the funds for what they need to do, hence the capital campaign. But I have requested from Arthur a breakdown of those expenses, which I've requested from him in the past, and he gives them very quickly.
Right. And so the idea we're talking about here is would be to put some of what you just said so eloquently into the form of some kind of a written report so that we can look at it over time and appreciate it.
Correct.
So were there any other examples of things that people can think of that we were interested in getting written reports on? I know I had requested at some point a report on what grant opportunities we had pursued and what the results were and maybe some of the back and forth on it. Stephanie, you've reported a few times that, you know, we've tried for grants and people have said, well, you know, maybe next year or you know, the your fundamentals don't look so good or we don't like your audit report. Would it be possible to get some of that in writing as well?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's pretty much the same things that are given in the EV reports for the national office. So I'll just tweak a couple of things and make it for the finance committee.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And, you know, basically you could probably just listen to some of these reports and write it down. Write down what you've said, because I know you've been reporting on this all along. Okay, any other input on this item?
I keep lists and matrix of the status of grants and asks and things like that anyway, so it isn't anything that needs to be created. It already exists. So that's
I know you do, and I know you've got that great whiteboard, and I'm just thinking, you know,
right now.
It'd be great if we could share some of that around and let people see what's what you're doing there. That'd be wonderful.
Thank you. Yes. On October 7th, I requested copies of the deeds for KPFK and KPFA, and I'm still waiting. And as long as we're at it, I'd like to add KPFT to that list, too. I think that's all the real estate that hold. If I've missed anything, any other, if we hold something I'm not aware of, then I would appreciate copies of the deeds for all our real estate. So that's one item. And on the 24th of October, I requested a copy of the contract for Allegiant along with information on how many licenses we hold and who holds them, and thereby who has access to Allegiance and who doesn't. Thank you.
Okay, and Beth, you just reminded me that at some point, actually going back maybe even a couple of years, we've been requesting for the Finance Committee copies of the FJC documents. And I think at one point Arthur said that he would be glad to provide them, but I don't think we ever got them. So that might be another thing to put on, add to the list. Okay. We're fast approaching our time certain here. Is there anything else that anybody has to ask about on this item? Hearing none, I'm going to suggest that we adjourn now to our executive session. I'm not going to suggest it. I guess I have to affirmatively state it, that it's now by my clock, 9:15 or thereabouts. Actually, it's a few seconds from 9:15, but let's close this session out and go to our executive session. So without objection, so be it.